Turn with me, if you would, to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. This morning, I read verse 16 along with verse 17, but we only looked at verse 17. I wanted to look at verse 16 tonight. This is a very lovely verse of Scripture. Such a precious verse of Scripture. This is so happy to me. It's so encouraging. I hope it'll be very happy and encouraging to all of us. Every time I think on this verse or we look at it together, this does my heart good. It does my soul good. Verse 16, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. In all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, exhorting one another, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. I love singing. I love music. I always have. I've always, for whatever reason, been drawn to it. I just love music. I love singing. I love knowing that our Lord loves singing. I love knowing that. I love knowing that He loves music. Look with me, if you would, at Matthew 26. Matthew 26, verse 26. Think about this, okay, as we read this, think about this. Matthew 26, verse 26. "As they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body. This represents my body.' And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.'" Now watch verse 30. It says, "And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives." When they had sung an hymn after the Lord's table, here is the Lord and His disciples. See if you can just vision this scene, okay? The Lord and His disciples, they partook of His table, and this handful of men sung a hymn together. It's just holy. Could you imagine standing in an intimate circle with the Lord Jesus Christ, singing a hymn with Him? Could you imagine that? Wouldn't you have loved to have been in that company in that moment? Wouldn't you have loved to have heard the voice of the Lord singing? You know, they said no man spake like this man. I'm sure it could be said no man sang like this man. after the Lord ascended, I wonder how often the disciples thought back on that moment. Being with Him, hearing His voice. After He ascended, how often do you think in their private time, in their mind, in their heart, how often do you think they thought about what it was like to be with Him and to hear His voice? I'm sure every time they observed His table, they remembered Him. They did it in remembrance of Him, but they remembered Him. They remembered being there, singing praises to God with Him. Our Lord sang. Our Lord sings. If He sang then, He sings now. He doesn't change. Our Lord was the creator of singing. He was the creator of all music. He's the one who created the heart for it. He's the one who created the voice for it. Singing is of God. Everything that is of God sings. Everything. The song Marching to Zion says, "Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God." Singing is of God. And everything that's of God sings. Everything. Let me show you a little bit of that. Go with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles 16. First Chronicles 16, verse 9, it says, "Sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Sing unto Him. Sing unto the Lord." Who is He telling to sing unto the Lord? Who's He saying that to? Look at verse 23. "Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day His salvation." All the earth. What does He mean, all the earth? Look at verse 31. "Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because He cometh to judge the earth." He means all the earth. All the earth. Everything that is of God, let it sing. Everything. Turn with me over to Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44, verse 23 says, "Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified Himself in Israel." He said, everything sing because the Lord has redeemed Jacob and glorified Himself in Israel. Everything that God has created sings. Everything. Everything that God has done sings because of everything that God has done. Sings. His glorious works cause singing. He redeemed Jacob. That's reason for singing. He glorified Himself. That's reason for singing. Let everything that has breath And everything that doesn't have breath, let it start singing. Look at Isaiah 49. Isaiah 49, verse 13. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted His people and will have mercy upon His afflicted. What a reason to start singing. I love, you know, we said, who is He telling this to? He's telling this to all the earth. That's what I want to get a hold of. He's telling this to all the earth. Talking to mountains. He's talking to trees. He's talking to everything in this earth. Sing. Why? Because the Lord has comforted His people. The Lord has redeemed His people. We sing on this earth right now because of the goodness and the mercy of God toward His people. That's why we sing. Why do we sing in a worship service? It's because of the goodness and mercy of God toward His people. This singing, because of His goodness and mercy, is never going to stop. It is never going to stop. Now, I love this. Go to Isaiah 55. We were just there this morning. Isaiah 55. I just don't get tired of seeing this. When the Lord comes back to gather all of His saints to Himself, and we all of God's chosen people, we all rise to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Okay, He's going to come back to get His people. As we are going up, this is what's going to happen. Isaiah 55, verse 12. It says, for you shall go out with joy. It's going to be a very joyful moment when the Lord comes back and all eyes see Him and He calls His saints up. You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. It's going to be a very peaceful moment. It's going to be a peace-filled moment. And it goes on to say, the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And then as God's people go on up to be with Him, forever in glory with Him, verse 13 says, instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. When the Lord comes back to gather all of His people and they rise to be with Him, creation is going to start singing. It's going to start singing. All of the creation right now is groaning, waiting for the redemption of God's people. And the moment that that final redemption comes, creation is going to start singing. The mountains and the hills are going to break forth before you into singing. I don't know what it's going to sound like, but it'll be beautiful. And all the trees of the field are just going to start clapping their hands. Clapping their hands, applauding the glorious victory of Christ in the redemption of His people. And once all of God's saints are there with Him in glory, the singing is never going to end. Once we're there, it's never going to end. Go with me to Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26, verse 1 says, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. This is the song we're going to sing. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. That's going to be our song. We're going to sing that all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. We're going to sing. And we're not going to sing a cappella. That means voices only. We're going to be playing instruments too. Look at Isaiah 38. Isaiah 38, verse 20. It says, "The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord." It is a good thing to sing. It's a good thing to sing. Singing is of the Lord. And we're going to enjoy doing it forever. Forever. We can enjoy doing it right now. Go with me back to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3, verse 16, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Now, who are we singing to? We're singing to the Lord. What are we singing to the Lord? Verse 16 says we are singing the word of Christ. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs." What is the word of Christ? Here's the word of Christ. Grace. Grace is the word of Christ. The grace of God. Grace be to you. Verse 16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." What is grace? What is grace? Grace is the opposite of works. That's what grace is. It's the opposite of working for it. Not working for it is grace. What are we richly admonishing one another in? Through psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. What are we richly admonishing each other in? The free grace of God. The free grace of God to us in the gift of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Not have I gotten, but what I received. Grace hath bestowed it, and I have believed. Boasting excluded, pride I base, I'm only a sinner, saved by grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Years I spent, and I'm speaking from experience, I'm being honest, I'm telling you my story here. years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great. Grace was free. Grace, God's grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, God's grace. Thank God, grace was greater than all my sin. Oh, the love that sought me. Oh, the blood that bought me. Oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. Children of God, oh, glorious calling. Surely His grace will keep you from falling. Passing from death to life at His call. Blessed salvation once for all. Oh, what wonderful grace of Jesus. Greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free for the wonderful grace of the Lord Jesus reaches even me. Now that's the word of our Lord. That is the word of our Lord. This is what He said. I have loved you with an everlasting love. That's grace. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. That's grace. That's good news. He said, I have redeemed you. You're mine. It's grace. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I will never let you go. That's grace. That's grace. Lord, what is all this going to cost me for you to do all this for me? What's all this going to cost me? He said, I've already paid it all. All the debt you owed. Your sin had left a crimson stain, but I washed it white as snow, freely. That's grace. That's grace. Romans 3 says, this is verses 23 and 24. It says, all of God's chosen people had sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Isn't it amazing that those two verses are back to back? Think about that. Isn't it so wonderful that those two verses are back to back? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We quote the one, we quote the two. How glorious is it to quote them together? There's no hope outside of Christ. Christ did it all. Such immediate comfort, such immediate joy, immediate peace. Just like the end of John 13 going into John 14. I never forget the first time a pastor pointed out to me that whenever John was penning that, he didn't put chapter divisions in his writing. He was writing one letter, and the last verse of chapter 13 goes right with the first verse of chapter 14. And this is what it says. The Lord said to Peter, verily, verily, I say unto you, Peter, before the rooster crows in the morning, you're going to deny me three times. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe in me. Why, Lord? Because of my grace. It's all grace. It's all grace. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Thank God for grace. The message is a message of grace. And we don't taint it by adding any works to the end of it. It's grace, 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 grace. Period. Done. Sit down. Shut up. Grace. That's what it is. Grace. Thank God for grace. Thank God for the loving kindness and tender mercy of God's grace. It is something worth singing about. Honestly, if a sinner ever gets a hold of God's grace, he'll start singing. I woke up early the other morning, and it was the middle of the night, and it was dark outside. And every time I wake up, I wonder, what time is it? Is it time to get up yet? You know, I look at my clock. No, 3:37 in the morning or something like that. But anyway, I woke up. It was dark. And I went back to sleep. It was just silent and went back to sleep. The next time I woke up, I was in the same condition. What time is it? Is it time to get up? But I could tell that there was a little light in the windows. And the second time, the birds were singing. First time, there was no singing. In that darkness, there was no singing. But when I woke up and the sun was rising with healing in its wings, all the birds started singing. And I thought, what an example. What an illustration. I said, amen, birds. Preach, sing to the glory of Christ our righteousness, Christ our Son. Verse 16 says, Colossians 3, verse 16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. And we do, don't we? We do. How we thank God for His grace. It's all to the praise of the glory of His grace. All right. Come, brother.